Hey guys, Nathan Inhofe, CEO and founder of Quickly Close for Cash, LLC. Just wanted to pop on here real quick and give you guys a podcast for the day. Work was a little bit busy this morning, had to go shovel on my lunch break, but I am going to make this happen. Currently sitting in my living room trying to squeeze in some lunch while I do this podcast, but just wanted to pop on and talk to you guys a little bit. So today's topic is about automation. This is generally going to be focused around entrepreneurs, but it can be applied to anyone. With the creation of the internet and all of the ways to contact people, you can basically automate anything you do. That includes the job you're at or your business. It's a little bit harder when you're at a job as opposed to being the CEO and founder of something, but it is still possible to do. You'll just have to jump through some more uncomfortable barriers than you would if you were an entrepreneur. But the point is that with the internet and ability to reach up-and-coming countries with the click of a button, you can hire pretty much a virtual assistant for almost everything. As long as it doesn't require them to be there, like in the presence, then you should be able to have it automated. So with that being said, these virtual assistants, they cost a whole heck of a lot less than if you were to go about it here in the United States, simply because over there, $5 is worth a whole lot more than $5 is here. $5 doesn't get you much here, but it could get quite a bit over there. $5 per hour is a little bit on the low side, but $5 per hour is like equivalent to our $10 or $12 per hour. So it's pretty good paying. But if you feel like they're doing a great job, or if you feel like they aren't doing so great, maybe you need a different virtual assistant, or maybe you need to increase their pay. You got to give them a reason to want to keep working for you. And if you increase their pay beyond what they were asking for, then they'll be greatly appreciative. Don't be stingy towards them. I mean, they are humans. They aren't some computer doing your daily tasks. They are a human. They're just doing tasks for you instead of you actually spending time on doing them. But yeah, just pay them fairly. But anyways, back to the story. The point of automation is to give you more free time. With automation, you can spend more time with your family, spend more time on vacations. Anything you can think of, you can spend more time on instead of work. For me, in real estate, for example, I could hire a virtual assistant for finding cash buyers and finding motivated sellers. This would free up a lot of my time because I'd say 90% of my day is spent doing this, finding cash buyers, finding motivated sellers. It's very time consuming. It takes longer than you would think. And it's something that a virtual assistant could do because all it takes is a few emails, maybe a phone call or two, and then you find the right criteria. Only downside is people in India or wherever you hire your virtual assistant from, they're most likely going to be in a rather different time zone, most likely on a 12-hour different scale from you. So like while you're sleeping, they're up and working, and while they're sleeping, you're up and working. Just completely different schedules. So you got to keep that in mind. If it's something that you need to clarify for them first, then maybe you need a virtual assistant from here in the U.S. or here near our time zone. But you just gotta be willing to trust someone else. Yes, it does cost money, but when you put it into perspective how much time they truly save you, and then your dollar per hour rate, multiply that up, and most likely you're saving yourself a lot of money, just based on how much free time you get. So have them email your clients, have them give out phone calls to your clients. Just basically have them be your personal relations manager, and have them take care of all the tiny stuff that you do that adds up to a lot of hours. You'd be amazed how much time you can save if you have someone else sending your emails, making those phone calls, setting up meetings, setting up conference calls, setting up anything you can think of. It's going to save you a lot of time. In the short run, those tasks, they take maybe 10 minutes to 20 minutes, but when you add up all those tasks, like how many emails you have to send, how many phone calls you have to make, how many meetings you have to set up, it adds up. It adds up really quick. The next part is obviously trying to get rid of meetings and phone calls altogether. That way you can pay your assistant to do something more valuable to you. But that's for a later discussion. Basically, the point of automation is to get you the most freedom possible and not sacrifice your pay. That's why I said it's really difficult to do if you're a job worker. That's because most bosses won't like the idea of you leaving work after working 4 hours because you got all your stuff done, when in reality you didn't get much of anything done, but it's your virtual assistant doing it all. Basically, you're just outsourcing all the tasks that your employer gives you, giving you more time to do what you want. So, you just gotta keep that in mind, and just be ready for some backlash from your employer if this does happen. Just because they'll feel like they're getting ripped off because they're paying you the same amount of money, but you're working half or a fourth of the time compared to all the other employees. It could cause some uproar, and you just gotta be ready for it if you're an employee. And then the key thing if you're an entrepreneur is to be able to trust other people with your business. Sure, you might be the best at it. You might be number one in the world at what you do, but how much time are you spending doing what you're doing? If you're spending 8 hours a day sending emails and phone calls, but you're the best at it, great, good for you. But you can also hire someone that's not going to be as good, but they're still going to be decent, and they can do the same exact task for you for a lot cheaper and maybe less time. Saving you time and money, and then giving you the freedom to spend your days with your family or your friends or on a vacation. Wherever you want to go, or whatever you want to do, you're able to do it because you have a virtual assistant. So if I can say anything to any of you, is that when you're looking to start your own job, or when you are looking to lessen your hours but not sacrifice pay at a job, then I propose that you go get a virtual assistant. With the virtual assistant, they free up time and money, giving you much more freedom. So that's what I recommend. I mean, take it or leave it. It's a it's a good idea. People don't exactly consider it simply because it's not the social norm, but if you do it, it will change your life. So I'm currently working on getting that implemented into my business, and I hope to have a lot more freedom and a lot more time to do what I truly want to do, which is explore the world. So I hope that helped you a little bit. I know with corporate America, you work 50 hours a week and get paid mediocre, and then you get taxed as well. But you just gotta keep that in mind, I guess. Virtual assistants, they are always an option. So it all depends on what your preferences are. If you want more freedom, hire a virtual assistant. If you want less freedom but technically more pay or more money in your paycheck, then maybe a virtual assistant isn't for you. Ultimately, it's up to you, but I strongly recommend a virtual assistant. You can just look up virtual assistants on Google, and I'm sure plenty will pop up for your local area. But anyways, that's my lesson on automation. I just wanted to pop on here and kind of give you guys a rundown of what I think about it and the best ways to go about it, and like how to assign people to your job. So I hope you enjoyed. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for the podcast as well. I will be uploading at around, 2 or 3, 4 at the latest, but I will definitely be uploading. So I look forward to seeing you guys there, and I hope you guys learned a little bit and enjoyed this podcast. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.